I saw on radio reference that there's some GMRS repeaters, so I'm making sure I can hit those. So far I can hit them, so. There's a WRCC 582, back to you.
I can tell by the squelch tail packet that this is a new Motorola, is that correct?
Yeah, all my radios are... It's a X550E. DMR. I've heard of it. I've done digital on T25, but not DMR.
I'm somewhat familiar with DMR. I haven't tried it myself, but yeah, just FYI, a lot of the first part of that last transmission was kind of picket fenced. It almost sounds like a mic cable connection. Inconsistency or something, it was going, you know, in and out. But I did, on the final part of your transmission, your voice was clear, so something's going on there, you might want to check it out.
All right, thanks for letting me know, buddy.
Maybe a PTT button not getting grounded all the way or something like that, but anyway, if Paul's live stream is up, you can go check that out for yourself, assuming it's working.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I just turned my other radio on, so I think I'm probably on low power.
This last transmission has been fine, so it was just that one. I don't know what was going on at that moment.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, I can kind of hear it.
Right on, buddy. Yeah, good luck troubleshooting that, and I'll probably be listening. So have a good one, WRQJ 559.
Sounds good. WRCC 582 switching to FRS1. WRCC 582. I don't see any problem with it. It could be the repeater or I don't know.
This is WRQJ 559 again. Yeah, I was going back and listening on Paul's live stream archive for the 11 a.m. file, and it's definitely only on your end, but...
I could be on narrow band. I'll have to double program this then.
Really weird. It really seems like it's a PT button on off kind of deal is what it sounds like to me. But I'll send you the link to that file because you'll want to listen in on your own, I think, and check it out.
WRCC 582. Eric, are you out there? Yeah, that's really weird. I hope it doesn't do the thing that it did a couple months ago with handhelds with Capital. I think you know what I'm referring to, right?
I remember that several months ago. It was acting like the power amplifier or something was going out, and the longer that you know, you'd hold a net or something, the more the phenomenon would happen. So yeah, I agree. I hope it's not that, but yeah, it was just on that one transmission for the most part, so that was just kind of weird. I don't know, maybe some interference all of a sudden at your place, or who knows, man. And on that last one, it kind of sounded like a snow snowstorm, had a lot of fuzz to it, with a very quiet voice in the background. So just FYI on that last one.
Okay, let me switch over to my other handheld, because there's no way this new radio is acting up. C582, check.